my name is Jared Sullivan. This is my wife, Leanne. Last November, we celebrated 15 years of marriage. We have two... Thank you. We have two kids, 13 and 11. I grew up in Oklahoma, and I was raised by two wonderful Christian parents who set a great example of what a husband and wife should look like. I'm the third of four children and the only boy. We grew up going to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and any church function that was happening throughout the week in between those days. We were forcefully but lovingly submersed in church. I accepted Christ as an early teen and pursued him strongly until about my senior year in high school when I began to experiment with drugs, alcohol, and sex. While I maintained an image of a Christian young man with my family and my church, I was living a secret life with a different set of friends. During this time, I went to college at the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, on a scholarship, but left after my first semester to pursue a life of rebellion and full-time partying. I had rebelled against my parents and, more importantly, abandoned my relationship with Christ. A year later, I decided to return to OU and finish my degree, although my partying lifestyle continued at this time. Shortly after returning, I met a beautiful blonde girl in a bar.
That's me. I'm Leanne. I was born and raised here in Dallas. My parents were married in their young 20s, and they divorced when I was 2 years old. I do have an older sister. I have no memory of them as a married couple. They both remarried and divorced again, more than one time. My sister and I were primarily raised by my mom in a single-parent household after my dad left and was not consistently involved in our lives. My mom struggled with mental illness, and as a result, our childhood was unstable. We were exposed to drug and alcohol abuse, and we were physically and emotionally abused. My childhood themes were worry, insecurity, and fear. As a result, I focused on school, sports, and friends, and tried to be the perfect child and stay out of trouble. There was no daily pursuit of faith in my household. At this point, I did not have, nor did I understand what a relationship with Christ was. I found myself at the University of Oklahoma after graduating from high school. During college, I began to think that if I worked hard enough to make my life different than it was during my childhood, I would be happy and fulfilled. I looked to friends and relationships with guys to distract me from my insecurities. In 2005, I met a handsome, also blonde guy, and I knew immediately I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him. Here, baby.
After I met Leanne, I pursued her strongly, and with my great personality and my dashing good looks, it didn't take long for her to come around. We began a serious relationship shortly after meeting. In our relationship, an important part of our life was socializing and drinking with our friends. As time went on, Leanne became less involved in the college party scene, and I continued to live the partying lifestyle. When confronted by Leanne about my drinking, I had the excuse that it's not a big deal. I'm still in college. That's normal. That's what I'm supposed to do. We were married in 2008, just before I graduated from college. We moved to Dallas a month after our wedding. We were newly married, working full-time, and my drinking continued with a shifting excuse that it was necessary for networking and work functions. In our early marriage, conflict resolution and communication was difficult. Since my parents never argued in front of me, I never really saw an example of what marital conflict resolution looked like. And Leanne had only seen conflict in marriage result in divorce. With my tendency to withdraw and my lack of leadership, this led to a lot of unresolved conflict in our marriage.
After a year of dating Jared, my father passed away suddenly. This was the first time Jared and I struggled in our relationship, as I didn't feel supported by him through this loss. Even with communication struggles and unmet expectations, with little resolution during dating, I was convinced marriage was the answer to all of our problems. I believed that I could learn to overlook things or that I could change Jared into who I wanted him to be. My struggle with wanting to control began to take deep root during this time. I was seeking happiness and security, and I was looking for Jared to provide that for me. God was working during this time, but I didn't know it. Jared's family is amazing. His parents started sharing the gospel with me and had been praying for me long before they met me. I did not respond at the time, but I would one day understand their pursuit of Jared and I.
Less than a year into our marriage, I had to start traveling for work. I spent weekdays away from home and came home on the weekends. Alcohol was no longer seeming to fill the void, so I turned to drugs. On and off for the next 4 to 5 years, I would use drugs to cope with stress in my life. It was an escape for me, and I hid it from Leanne. I did find moments of real conviction when I thought about how I was failing to lead my family as a father and as a husband. I would find myself praying to God that Leanne would catch me because I was too cowardly to come clean. Where I was can be described by David in Psalm 69, 1 and 2. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in the deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters, and a flood overflows me. God was faithful and answered my prayer. In 2014, Leanne found out and confronted me about my drug use. After initially denying it, I finally admitted to all that had been going on. Although this was an important first step towards healing our marriage, it was a temporary fix because we were still looking to all the wrong things to fix our marriage.
While Jared traveled, the physical distance led to more emotional distance between us. We had our first child in 2011, and my life was forever changed. I was able to find a new identity, security, and happiness in being a mom. This only gave me more things to feel like I needed to gain control over. Controlling my environment had become a way I felt like I could make our lives more stable and more secure. I was a worried mom and a distant wife. I did not give Jared the attention or love that a wife is called to give their husband because I was spending all of my time planning our every decision. The thought of my relationship with Jared coming before my children was foreign to me. At this time, Jared's drinking did not seem to be as frequent, but each time he drank, the destruction that followed seemed to escalate. We were not resolving conflict during this time in our marriage. I would react by trying to reason with him about his behavior. And when that didn't work, I would keep talking and talking and talking, which made Jared want to withdraw. I was in denial that I had any part of our marriage problems. While Jared withdrew, I gladly stepped up and became even more controlling over our life, our family decisions, and our schedule. We had our second child in 2013. My day-to-day life was busy with two kids under two, and I continued to allow our marriage to become less and less of a priority. When I found out about his drug use, I was devastated. I reacted by giving him an ultimatum to get help or lose his family. Once again, I wanted him to be fixed since I thought he was the only problem, and my frustration continued to grow that I had not been able to change him. Proverbs 21 speaks of the wife that I was. Better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. After a few months of trying to fix our problems alone and being very isolated, we heard about Reengage here at Watermark. We decided to go. I hope to see major change in Jared. Little did I know how much change needed to happen for me. It was easy to be deceived to think that Jared was the major problem, and he needed to stop doing drugs, stop drinking, and withdrawing in our marriage, and everything would be okay. Worldly advice validated my thoughts of him being the issue. That same thinking likely would have led me to think I didn't deserve that treatment and that I should leave him. I was in for a rude awakening. During our time at Reengage, God started working on my heart.
When I came to Reengage, I did it reluctantly. I knew I wanted my marriage to be better, and I knew I didn't want to lose my wife and kids. So I agreed to bear down and push through. Every week we came, and we found just a little more hope. We found much encouragement and love from our very great leaders, the Lauderdales. A very important part of this moment of our story, I always like to highlight, re-engage is not what saved our marriage. And the Lauderdales, our leaders, were not who saved our marriage. And yes, they were both instrumental in God's plan to bring us closer to Him. And re-engage was, the material was tremendously helpful in equipping my wife and I to address and work through issues, seek and offer forgiveness, better communicate, better serve, better understand one another. But even after, even after finishing re-engage, I was still missing the key ingredient to really equip me to lead my family well. That ingredient was my relationship with Christ. I hadn't fully surrendered to Him. But once I made that decision to swallow my pride and admit I needed God, I found that even after being gone for so long, a father that never stopped awaiting my return, a father that still had open arms ready to receive his very imperfect son. This is described in Job 22:23. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent. The moment I returned, I found that restoration in Christ. I found that a weight I wasn't intended to carry was lifted from me. Our marriage is very far from perfect today, and we still fall short every day, but He is always there awaiting our return with arms open wide.
While doing a lesson on God's grace during re-engage, I learned about the undeserved love that the Lord has for me. I started to understand that God loved me no matter what I had done in the past. I saw that God had not forgotten me, even in my most difficult moments as a child. His plan was beyond my understanding, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I was not perfect. I had sinned, and I was not being a respectful wife. I was investing in everything but my marriage. The Lord knew I would fall short in this life, and He sent His Son to die for me so that I would no longer have to be separated from Him. As a parent, I had to soak that in. He let His Son die for me. I had been seeking a secure and happy life, but I'd missed the most important part. God was all the security that I needed. Sorry, guys. My eyesight's going. With a lot of guidance from Christian women, I began to pursue a relationship with the Lord, put my focus on Him, and He began to do work in me. The Lord showed me that I had a part in our marriage problems. I was looking for Jared to be my security and my happiness. I was not giving Jared the opportunity to lead or trusting that he was able. I had been trying to control him and his actions for so long that it forced him to withdraw. I found that when I stopped trying to control our marriage and our lives, Jared began to seek the Lord to lead. This was not easy for me, but I wasn't giving God a chance to work in Jared's heart. This needed to be in God's timing and not my own. There is no greater joy to me than having my husband take a leadership role in our family. I started fearful, anxious, self-centered, and mistrusting. I now seek to be more trusting, God-centered, and content. A verse that I have relied on many times as a believer is Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
It has been amazing watching Leanne transform into a God-fearing wife and mother. Immediately after turning her life over to Christ, she heavily pursued a personal relationship with Him. I was extremely encouraged to watch it, and it motivated me to be the husband and father that I know God had called me to be. I had the privilege of baptizing my wife in 2016. In March 2018, the Lord began to work on us again. After Leanne had a minor outpatient procedure, Her surgeon made a mistake, and she was unexpectedly in the hospital fighting for her life. We were looking at an uncertain tomorrow and frustrated about the mistake of the surgeon that would change our lives. These were the most difficult circumstances we had ever faced as a family. The enemy wanted us to go back into our old ways and believe we had stepped into a battle alone with no weapons to fight. But we were quickly reminded that God had given us all we needed. In Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10, it reads, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity the one who falls and has no one to help them up."
Jared led our family through this difficult several months as God slowly healed my body. Jared did not do this by his own strength. He sought strength from the Lord. He prayed relentlessly. He trusted the Lord's plan for us was good, even when we were just getting by minute by minute. He accepted help from wonderful family and the community around us. I could spend hours telling you beautiful stories about the way Jared loved me well through this time. In years past, this would have looked very different for us. I can't imagine the destruction and darkness that this would have caused. That this would have brought into our family had we not had the Lord and his people surrounding us. I'm thankful for the complete transformation in my husband. It is a change that the world would have told me couldn't happen, and a change that really doesn't make any sense. People once advised me to leave him. If I had listened to that advice during those dark times in our marriage, I would have missed out on these wonderful years with a man who loves me well. Our children would have spent the last 10 years in a broken home. We could not make it through these things, but the Lord can, and he provided a way to turn our ashes into beauty. We got to celebrate our 15-year anniversary last fall.
All right, landing the plane here. We continue to make mistakes, and we know every day is a battle. Every day we must die to ourselves, to our desires. Every day we must be on guard. In the small successes, we see these common factors. Just to leave you with a few things. Here are a list of five things that are always present when our marriage is going well. Community. We're surrounding ourselves with a community of other Christ followers, and that's essential. Confession, keeping short accounts with one another, confessing and asking for forgiveness when we do stumble. Number three, circle, staying inside our own circle and continuing to work on ourselves, overlooking small offenses with one another. Four, commitment, never turning our backs on the covenant that we made to stay together and pursue oneness in marriage. And five, most importantly, Christ, keeping him at the center of our marriage. When that relationship does not come first, our other's relationships suffer. Thank you very much for letting us share.